A proposed constitutional amendment to change the way Idaho draws its legislative and congressional maps is sparking controversy. As James Dawson reports, some Democrats are calling it gerrymandering.
The amendment would add another person to a six-member commission that's evenly split between Democrats and Republicans, but that new member would be appointed by statewide elected officials. It would also only require a simple majority to sign off on any map instead of the two-thirds it needs now. Boise State political science professor Jacqueline Kettler says that could have big ramifications if it passes. For example, Democrats wrestled two House seats in West Boise away from the GOP in November, but they might flip back under a different map.
Democrats have been trying to make it competitive for a while and succeeded in picking up those House seats this past election. But yeah, maybe you draw it a little differently to bring in some more of the kind of Republican-leaning areas.
Representative Steve Harris from Meridian introduced the amendment Wednesday. He says recent battles over redistricting in 2002 and 2012 were costly, and the supermajority required to pass any deal gridlocked the commission. The amendment must pass by two-thirds of both the House and Senate and then be approved by voters in the next general election. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.